Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103,
responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tibbet 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GPA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin in the row.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, High Frank 401 is a route.
Well, hello, and welcome to another great edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio right here on the WPY Radio Network. Glad that you are with us today and joining us from wherever you might be. I'm Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization, and I'll be your host, as always, for this edition of the POI Radio Network. So anyways, we're glad that you're here, and if you're a listener, a longtime listener, a faithful listener, then we've kind of been AWOL for a few weeks, and we've had so much going on that we've kind of took a sabbatical from our radio shows, but we have a lot of exciting news to bring to you today, a lot of information for those who are members of POI and those faithful followers and associates. So sit back. We've got an hour full of information and news and great stuff to bring you on this edition of the Private Officer Radio Network. Well, I'm sure by now, unless you are living under a rock or in a deep, dark cave, without cable, of course, that you know that Hurricane Sandy is still affecting New Englanders, New York and New Jersey, Connecticut, having a double whammy with heavy snow and icy conditions on top of Hurricane Sandy's damage that was done, the devastation, seems like just a few days ago. If you're in New England, if you're in part of this disaster area, this disaster zone, then our hearts and our prayers are with you. And we've had a response team in the New Jersey area. And so we know how bad some of the areas were really hit. So what I'd like to ask for you to do today, if you're a faithful follower, a member of POI, if you haven't already, please go to the redcross.org website and be as charitable as possible and give from the depths of your heart to help these people out because they definitely need it. Also going on across the country besides the New England story, my understanding is we have severe conditions coming to the Montana region, Midwest, Colorado, lots of blizzard conditions, heavy snow, winds happening there as well, and just kind of crazy weather. There's been a number of earthquakes, small to mid-size across the country in the last few days, lots of crazy weather, and it doesn't really seem to be letting up anytime soon. Also, in New England, they have gas rationing for the first time since the 70s. Can you believe it? They cannot get enough gasoline into the area, and so they have gone to a odd and even license plate system. So on the odd days, If your last number of your license plate is an odd number, then you are lucky and you get to go get gasoline. On the even days, if you have an even number, then you get to go get gasoline. And I remember this from the 70s. I remember this when gasoline was rationed and we went with that system, and the long lines and the headaches and the disturbances, and it's not fun. So, like I said, our prayers and our thoughts are definitely with these people, and hopefully, I know they'll overcome it, but hopefully it will be sooner than later. If you're in the storm area, if you've been involved in any of the cleanup, if you have worked any of the security assignments and you have pictures, please feel free to send them to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or you can upload them yourself to our forums. If you're a forums member, you can upload as many as you'd like, and we'd love to see them. If you have a story to tell, whether you were part of Hurricane Sandy, you were trapped, or you've had devastation, or you were on duty, please feel free to send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. We'd love to interview you on an upcoming program and really get that story told to our listeners, because nobody can tell it like the ones who's lived it. And again, if you were part of the devastation, either, you know, because that's where you lived and the storm hit your home or your business, or you worked it as a security or law enforcement officer, please send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Right now, I'd like to remind you, as we always do, if you would like to send an email during our radio program or afterwards when you're listening on demand, and you have a question, a comment, suggestion, or you have some news to share with us, just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. If it's something you want for us to share on the air, such as a training event or maybe something happening in your area, a promotion, you know, news of something, feel free to let us know, and we will gladly do that for you without any cost or any problem. Well, we might send you a bill later, but, you know, not really. It's going to be free. Just send it to us at radio@privateofficer.com. You can also contact us while we're right here in front of the microphone. If you want to be part of the show, you have something that you want to say, we'll be glad to let you in. And just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. You can also follow us 24/7. On the internet. We have a fairly large presence along the internet, and it's growing every day. You can first, of course, go to our main website, which has been recently updated at privateofficer.com. And right there from the homepage, you can click on to our training academy. You can follow us on Facebook. We have a lot of followers and friends there on Facebook, and we'd love for you to be one of those. You can also follow our news on Twitter. We constantly update breaking news on those two social media sites. So if you are a member on the Twitter or the Facebook, you're going to get the information first. And also Twitter is linked to our news blog. So anytime that that is updated, a tweet is sent out immediately. And that's a great way to keep on, you know, keep abreast of all the news happening here at Private Officer International. Now, you can also be part of our great and growing forums. Just go to our main website at privateofficer.com and click on the forums link, and you'll be able to sign up for free and join the hundreds of others across the country and in a number of countries. You'll also be able to upload your videos and your pictures, and it's just like Facebook for security. Join us. Go to our website at privateofficer.com today and follow us on those great social media sites as well as our news blog. Also, on the website, which recently was updated, as I was saying, we have a number of new areas for you to explore and new services that we're providing. And of course, if you're a member, we are continuously adding to the member benefits, and you can follow along and you can, you know, get the word out just by going to our website. All that information is listed under the members only or under membership pages. And if you have any questions on that, feel free to contact us at helpdesk at privateofficer.com. And let me say this, too, while I'm on this subject. If you have any questions about anything ever, just send a quick email to helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Somebody is monitoring that almost 24/7. I mean, yeah, they have to go use the restroom. They've got to take a quick bite to eat break. But somebody, even at 4 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, somebody is monitoring, and they're going to get back with you in a reasonable amount of time. You know, you go to some of these websites and you send an email or you fill out a form, and it takes days, weeks, and sometimes you never hear from them at all. And you wonder, gosh, did anyone ever get my email? Does this company not really care about their customers? Do they not want my business? Well, it's not that way with privateofficer.com. If you contact us, send us an email, whether it's about training or information, whatever it might be, we're going to get back with you in a very quick, reasonable amount of time. And I'm very proud of that fact, very proud that we have people, both staff and volunteers, who monitor and help us to stay on top of all of the emails, and we do get a lot of emails, by the way, but all the emails, and making sure that people get a follow-up, because it's very important that you know that we are concerned about you, that we want to answer your questions and respond to your needs. So we're very proud for the expediting that we do of all of the emails that we get. If you want to contact someone specific within our organization, I get this quite frequently, this question. You can go to the forums and send an email. You can contact us on LinkedIn and send us an email on Facebook and all those social medias. But really, the best way, if you don't have the person's direct email, just send it to the help desk, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and they're going to get it to the appropriate person, and that person, I'll guarantee you, will get back with you in a very quick and short manner. And, you know, because we care about our people, we care about our members, we care about the visitors to our site, and we want to provide not only the service sometime down the road, but we want to, you know, provide that service, that response as quickly as possible. So if you ever have a question, feel free to just send them all to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Well, we have a lot of information to share, a lot of exciting, great news coming up to share with you, and just so much going on. As you know, we did the Private Officer Memorial Ride. We also had some memorial events. We've also done a number of media interviews, and I've got some great news to share with you about that. Just a lot of exciting things happening for the rest of 2012, but even more, greater, bigger, exciting things happening for 2013. And I'll share some of that with you in just a few moments.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Welcome back to the WPOI radio show on this ninth day of November 2012. We have exciting news for you and a lot of great guests coming up on our radio programs over the next few months, especially into the new year. And although we've been a little quiet, maybe to some of you because of a lack of radio programs or other seminars or webinars. We haven't done many of those in the last couple of months, but we've been very, very busy behind the scenes. And one of the things that I want to introduce to you folks today is a brand new initiative. 2 years ago, we had the Train 1,000 Security Officer Training Initiative, and we succeeded almost 100%, and we shared a lot of great free training on the web, on our site, and in person. We spent about $10,000 during that initiative. We gave away about $10,000 worth of free training, as well as expenditures for us to give some free seminars. This year, because of the increase in security officer assault and deaths, as you know, in September, we did the security officer memorial, 127 security officers killed in the line of duty last year. We talked to a lot of people across the country, both frontline as well as mid-level and upper-level management. We talked to security company owners, and we talked to many public safety officers, proprietary personnel. Unfortunately, some really didn't believe the need for any type of heightened awareness or training, although our memorial rides went well. The response was good. Truthfully, it could have been better. I wasn't overwhelmed by the receptions in some of the areas, but needless to say, overall, it did go well. But even giving documentation and showing the numbers to some folks, they weren't convinced that we needed to do any further training than what is required currently in their state, or that we needed to heighten any awareness or notify security officers to be, you know, alert or anything of that nature. Well, October, 17 security officers confirmed and 22 unconfirmed died on duty. Of those 17, 74% were shot to death. 74%. And of those, only three was armed. The rest were unarmed. I believe that there is a need for additional training, that there is a need for officer safety awareness. So here at Private Officer International, we have begun the Below 50 Officer Safety Initiative, and we've got that. We've sent out a press release and we've begun providing some additional officer safety training free of charge. We'll be doing a officer safety training next week, free. We'll be doing a webinar also next week, free. We'll be doing a gang awareness in Nashville, Tennessee, coming up in just another week. I believe it's next Thursday. And there is definitely a need for this initiative because we want to reduce the number of officers killed on duty below 50. I don't want to see one, but we definitely need to reduce it to below 50. And so if you haven't already, I'd like for you to go to our website at privateofficer.com and take the pledge today. Take the pledge, which says that you will participate in this initiative. And by participating in this initiative, you see, some people think, I'm just going to sign up. I'll go along with this, and I'll just sign up. That'll be the end of it. But that isn't the end of it, because the initiative and the pledge says this: I promise to continue taking officer safety training above and beyond any company, state, or license requirements. So, in other words, regardless if I am required to or not, I promise I will. I promise to comply with all company regulations or state laws in regards to my scope of authority and use of force, and to always put safety first. To communicate with my dispatcher, other security personnel, or a 911 operator when investigating or responding to emergencies, disturbances, armed suspects, or situations that I might be in imminent danger. To wear or secure a vest for duty. To restrict foot or vehicle pursuits, adhering to employer and legal requirements. To carry or use only the weapons and equipment that I'm authorized and qualified to have. To stay alert, awake, vigilant, and prepared to execute my duties protecting life and property. And to always remember that complacency kills. This is the pledge. And if you haven't taken it, please go to privateofficer.com and take that pledge today. But more than take it, I'm glad that you take it, but more than that, adhere to it, believe in it, follow it, make it the gospel. For those of you who do not have two-way radio communication or the luxury of having a dispatcher, we have a training coming up next week about how to use a cell phone and how to communicate before the emergency occurs and how to have people on the other end responding to you before anything drastic happens. A lifeline in the night, and that training is coming up next week. A lifeline in the night. Also, for those of you who don't have the luxury of having a bulletproof vest, armor, unfortunately, we have tried to come up with a couple of different programs, and we haven't been able to because of the large number of security officers needing them and the financial resources that we have. We can't make that program work. But I highly recommend that you go to your local police or sheriff's department. Talk with someone in public relations. Talk to the public information officer. Explain the need. Hook up with an officer that you know that is patrolling your area, that you have good rapport with, and see if they'll help you out by donating a used vest. I've had some officers tell me that they would be willing to help security personnel if they only knew who, which ones. So that is some good advice, and hopefully you will take it and hopefully procure a free or very inexpensive body armor for yourself, because they do save lives. They're very, very important. We have a lot of people in the security business who do things their own way. They don't have a lot of supervision or management, and unfortunately, a number of security officers last year and this year have been killed on the job because they went someplace they weren't supposed to. They did something they weren't supposed to do. In other words, they left their client's property and went across the street and interfered, stuck their nose basically someplace where it didn't belong and got injured or killed. Recently, a security officer in Virginia Beach was convicted of murder because of that very reason. He left his client's property. He went to another adjacent property, followed some people he didn't like, and eventually got into a shootout and killed someone and was convicted of murder. Now, I have talked with the Commonwealth Attorney in Virginia Beach, and we're going to have them as guests on an upcoming program in January. They wanted to wait until January. That is the sentencing date for this particular person, and they didn't want to make any comments until after the sentencing was complete, but they have agreed to come on our program, and we're going to discuss a little bit further why the judge found this security officer guilty. I've tried to make it known and put that information out in our news blogs and on several other media sites. We've discussed it with some of our members, but to have the Commonwealth Attorney from Virginia on the show to better explain their position, I think that it's going to clear up a lot of questions, so we're excited to welcome them coming up in January to discuss this conviction of the security officer. But I want you to take this pledge, the officer safety pledge, and I want you to adhere by it and live by it. And if you have any questions, you can send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com or at helpdesk@privateofficer.com because we take officer safety very serious and we want you to stay alive. So far, in October, like I said, we had about 22 deaths. So far this year, we've had 93 security officers killed in the line of duty, so we'll definitely hit 100 again this year, and that's just way too many, folks, way too many. I understand that the duties and responsibilities and the dangers of private security today is nothing like it was 30 years ago. I am the guy who understands that. I'm the guy who preaches that. That's why it's so important to take this Below 50 Officer Safety Initiative. Take it to heart, make the pledge, and we're going to be offering a lot of free resources, tools, training, and mentoring. And like I said, if you have any questions or you need any assistance, you can send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It's very important. Very, very important that we do this. Well, I sent out, or our office sent out, a news alert yesterday. And actually, I read this article, and I had it sent out later in the day. But I read this article. I got an email alert from a friend of mine in Alabama about the Auburn University. A very well-respected, well-known college football, university. Auburn University has decided to hire private security to monitor and enforce player curfews. Now, the security company that they have hired already performs event security for them, event staffing, on the campus during football games, and they have asked the security company, which is based in Alabama, in Pelham, Alabama, to help monitor football players during the football season to ensure that they are keeping up with their curfews. And, years ago, school personnel did that. If you lived in a dorm, you had dorm mothers and dorm daddies, you had folks who monitored to make sure that people were in at the right time. But Auburn University, very serious about enforcing their curfews. There's been a number of situations involving players. And, you know, a lot of colleges, universities have football players and other athletes arrested on a fairly routine basis for getting involved in criminal activity, especially on the weekend, alcohol and drug-related fighting, things of that nature. So Auburn University has contracted with private security to monitor and enforce the curfews of their football team. And I got a little bit more information earlier today about this. That's going to include actually going to their place of residence if they live off campus to ensure that they are in on time. It also will include to go down into the local nightclubs and, you know, doing, you know, policing to locate AWOL players and working with university officials to track them down and to get them corralled back where they're supposed to be. And to me, that sounds a lot like being a probation officer, you know. It doesn't sound like security. But this goes to show what I have been saying for years. The private security industry is diversifying. When you think of security, and I've had this conversation recently with a media company and with a reporter, and when I began to rattle off some of the areas that private security is involved in, aeronautics and nuclear and, you know, retail and executive protection and identity theft investigations, fraud investigations, loss prevention, you know, alarm response, all of the various areas, private police, so on and so forth, they were taken back a little bit. They said, well, you know, I guess we knew, but we didn't know. We didn't realize that it was such a large spectrum of things that fall within the category of private security. And I opened their eyes, and I showed them the various things that private security is doing today, everything from issuing parking tickets in downtowns and booting cars to enforcing animal control laws, to patrolling a whole town, responding to non-emergency, non-criminal calls for service. So many things that private security is now being hired to do, and it's very diversified. And that's why it's extremely, extremely, extremely important that security companies, managers, supervisors, and officers go beyond the required state training. It's not enough, folks, any more. Just to have that 16 hours, that 24 hours, that 40 hours, it's not enough. During one of the interviews, a reporter asked me what would be my recommendation if the states came to me. And basically, I've gone over this before. And it's very simple, 40-hour minimum, 80 hours for anyone armed, 120 for anyone who has private police authority or who's involved in high-risk security, 180 to 400 hours for those involved in law enforcement duties and campus public safety and police. In the state of North Carolina, private security can have statutory arrest authority, police authority. It's given to them by statute. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. But they must complete the same academy, the same post, police officer standard training of any municipal officer, which is about 620 hours. And I think that's fair and just. It's very important because of all the varied duties and responsibilities that private security have these days that the training is equivalent to the duties and the responsibilities. It's not the old guard of 30, 20 years ago. And you know that, and I know that. And I'm going to tell you about a couple of exciting things happening just in the next couple of weeks. And we're really, 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 really excited about it when we come back.
What's the first thing you think of when I say security, law enforcement, and medical training? I think of Public Safety Training Incorporated for security law enforcement training classes like pepper spray, tactical handcuffing, anti-terrorism, basic baton skills, guard card and firearm classes, and taser device courses, or medical training classes like CPR and AED for adults, children, and infants, or CPR for healthcare providers, first aid, bloodborne pathogens, and wilderness first aid, and many more classes like California, Utah, and Florida concealed weapons certificates. So if you're thinking the same thing I am, give Public Safety Incorporated a call at 805-556-4450, or check out...
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best...
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
Welcome back. You're listening to the WPOI Radio Network, sponsored by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement association and organization. Go to our website at www.privateofficer.com for more information. Okay, before the break, I told you we are very excited and elated and happy and joyous and what else can I say? No, we're really ecstatic and excited about a new relationship and really a great opportunity that we have coming up in the next couple of weeks. Private Officer International and myself have agreed and entered into an agreement with PoliceOne.com. And those of you who are in law enforcement or even security may be familiar with PoliceOne.com. It's a very recognized training resource, information resource for law enforcement. And we are very, very happy to join partnership with them in filming a 12 to 15 episode series on private security, officer safety, and informational training. And we'll be doing it in a few weeks, about a month, I guess, from now. And we'll be taping in and around Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. So it's a great thing for Nashville, great thing for the chapter, a great thing for POI and for PoliceOne.com. The video will be edited, of course, and it will take a few months to get it down to the training series, and we'll make that available on our website. It'll also be made available in intervals PoliceOne.com website, and we'll have an extended series available on DVD early, probably February or March. So very exciting. We've got some other things on tap with Police One, as well as Security Resource Publishing, and several other companies that we are talking with to work out some networking, a great relationship. So we'll be bringing you a number of DVDs. We're also writing two books. One is completely about loss prevention and retail security, mall security, public safety. It will have a workbook and a training manual, and we're also doing one for the uniform security field, and we're very excited about that. We've written a couple of books in the past, training manuals on private security, so this is nothing new to us, but or to me, but we're really excited that we've entered into this relationship with several companies that I think will help to really propel not only POI and myself, but also the security industry into a more professionally trained industry. And we've got a lot of great things in the works coming up for 2013, and very excited. We'll be telling you more about those things as the dates come closer. But, you know, this really shows you that we are serious about saving lives of security officers, about providing really more than just average training, but really providing adequate and above average training, professional grade stuff here. And we're also very serious about being able to provide resources for the private security, public safety, private police industries. And we're really going to be stepping that up in 2013. And we've got a great program coming up next month to tell you all about 2013. Man, there's so many things that we're going to be doing. Very exciting. Whew. I'll tell you, we haven't slowed down in the last few months. We've got a lot going on behind the scenes, and we really appreciate the support from the Nashville chapter, also from the South Connecticut chapter, the Springfield, Missouri chapter. A lot of great people helping us behind the scenes. And if you're interested, by the way, in putting together a chapter in your area, the first step is basically go to our website at privateofficer.com/chapters. Listen to the audio. It will tell you all the steps that you need to take to begin opening a chapter in your area. And they're pretty simple. It won't cost you much money at all. And a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and it will be very beneficial to your organization and to your community. If you want more information, just send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Next month, I will tell you one of the big things happening next month. Next month, we will be announcing the 2012 Founders Award. Now, you may have remember from last year. Last year was the first year that this award was made available. But the 2012 Founders Award is awarded by the founder of Private Officer International. Isn't that exciting? Oh, yeah, I'm the founder. 2012, the person that's been selected is well-deserving. And the person who received the inaugural, can't speak today, the first one last year, Mr. Ken Kingman of Billings, Montana, owner of a security company, was also well-deserving. And we're going to have a little ceremony for the 2012. And maybe we'll get the 2011 recipient involved via teleconference or video conference. But we're very excited about that event coming up in a few weeks. Keep in mind that we've got a lot going on. Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's just around the corner. And although I love those holidays, and I love what they stand for, and I love what they mean, and I love being with family and friends, I'm really looking forward to 2013 because I've got so much lined up. It's just unbelievable. So much happening to tell you about. We're going to take one more quick break, but we'll come back. Will we come back? Oh, yeah. Okay. Brett Davis is in the booth for us, and he says that we're coming back. Don't go away.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today. HirePatriots.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to WPOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International, www.privateofficer.com, a security law enforcement organization, and news, information, and training resource. Go to our website today at www.privateofficer.com and join us. We're a great bunch. If you are interested in being an instructor for Armor College, which will be coming online just in a few months, we are currently recruiting for adjunct instructors for the online curriculum. You should have a background of some type in public safety law enforcement. We prefer someone who has instructor credentials or experience. Send your resume to Stephanie K, that's the letter K, at privateofficer.com. Stephanie K at privateofficer.com. We're also looking for chaplains for our chaplain service that we have. If you are interested in being a workplace chaplain, working in your community, we will train you and give you the necessary tools of the trade and help you to grow the business in your area. Just send us your resume to Stephanie K at privateofficer.com. Stephanie K, the letter K, at privateofficer.com. And we will reach out to you and we'll hold an interview and you know, if you're serious, we'll get you involved and we'll get you online. Also, before I forget it, we're also offering a great members-only special. If you are currently a member in good standing, or even if your membership has expired, I'll include you too. You can go to our website right now at privateofficer.com and click on the members-only page, and you can become a lifetime member right now for $99. That's right, just $99. But you must be a member or recently expired to partake of this very special offer. Again, it's go to our website at privateofficer.com and click on the members only page, and you can sign up today to be a lifetime member for just $99. Wow, what a deal. What a deal. I do want to mention a couple things in the news over the last couple of days. You may have seen some of the emails sent out. But in Poughkeepsie, New York, a Vassar College safety and security officer was seriously injured in a vehicle crash on campus. The security safety officer, whose name was not mentioned, crashed into a row of trees. The car exploded and caught on fire. The security safety officer was rescued and taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening but serious injuries, but is recuperating safely and securely, I guess, at home. Police and public safety from the campus are investigating the crash. In Chicago, Illinois, a security agent at TJ Maxx yesterday, or actually it was on Sunday, had a shoplifter pull a gun on the security agent during a shoplifting. They were stealing a number of handbags and other items. The security officer was able to get away, and no injuries was sustained. Police are looking for the suspects. And you know, this is really happening more and more and more. Retail security, and I've covered this a number of times in our radio programs and in our seminars, but retail security is fast becoming the number one area of security for injuries and deaths. And the reason is because loss prevention, you may or may not be aware, but loss prevention make about a million and a half detentions, apprehensions, and arrest, not only of shoplifters, but those involved in identity theft, retail fraud, sex crimes, robbery, whatever happens within the store, the store security or the mall security agent is getting involved. And more, they're getting injured. They're having armed confrontations. And this is really a fast-growing area of violence. And we're looking at how we can help that part of the security industry to better safeguard their employees. Also in the news today, a new study that was conducted by a Cleveland-based market research firm called the Fredonia Group. Their study shows that the private security industry will continue growing at a rapid pace through 2016. It's expected to grow at a 5.4% annually. That includes security systems, alarm monitoring, guard services, and consulting. The firm also projected further growth even beyond the 2016. And a U.S. Department of Labor study last year showed that through 2027, that the private security industry would continue to grow at rapid stage. And really, I've predicted this. Other industry leaders have predicted this for some time. And it's not that we're in a more violent world, even though sometimes it seems like we are. It's just that more and more companies are relying not on law enforcement, not on public safety officials, but on private entities to protect them, to enforce their policies, their rules. And so private security, and like I said, the more diversified private security industry is really growing and will continue to. In Austell, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, a former security officer who was employed at a mental health and substance abuse facility has been arrested. Moses Roscoe Edie, 43, was arrested on two counts of rape and sexual assault. He's accused of sexually assaulting residents at the treatment facility, and currently he is being held on those charges. Also in the news yesterday and today, an armored truck crashed. Very serious injuries to the both the driver and the other passenger security officer. It happened in Davidson County, North Carolina, just off the 85, Interstate 85, on U.S. Highway 52. Two security officers were taken to the hospital and currently still undergoing treatment. Michael Geringer of Winston-Salem and John Baldwin of Kernersville, North Carolina, and police are investigating. And also, police say that $41,000 is missing from the truck, and they don't know if it spilled out, if passerbys robbed the truck during the crash, or if the security officers themselves had something to do with it. They don't know yet. They're investigating. We're going to follow this story, and we'll bring you more as it becomes available. South Carolina, Georgetown County, police there arrested Maurice Thomas McCollum, and they're charging him with attempted murder of a security officer that happened at a nightclub in July. A female security officer was beaten severely with a pool stick when she tried to interrupt a fight, and police have charged the suspect. They're not saying if other suspects are outstanding, but this one is in custody. There's a lot of news lately. I mean, when I say lately, I mean in the last five years or so involving these type of assaults. And, you know, here's another one. Nashville, Tennessee, a shoplifter at the local Walmart, Nolensville Pike, I know that one well, used to live in Nashville, stabbed loss prevention agent when he went to stop her from stealing $100 worth of merchandise. Police have arrested Denise Colon, 27. The suspect has other shoplifting charges, so she's not new to this. But it's, again, a situation where loss prevention and uniform security are taking a severe beating, and I say that in a literal sense, from these culprits, because instead of just observe and report, private security is more proactive. They're challenging, stopping, investigating, detaining, arresting. And you're going to see, unfortunately, the injuries and the assaults and the deaths of private security continue to rise. And that's an unfortunate thing, but it's something to be expected as security becomes more proactive. It's just, you know, we've got to be trained. We've got to be on our, you know, toes all the time, on guard, and we've got to be equipped. You know, of the 17 deaths, you know, 74% shot, unarmed. Come on now. If you're a security manager or an owner of a company, even though you might not want to assume the risk, the liability of having armed staff, if they're properly trained and properly supervised, your risk and your liability won't be any more than if they were unarmed. And last but not least in the news today, in Orlando, a robbery victim who was carjacked at a hotel that had previous problems, previous robberies, sued and won $1.5 million because while he was being robbed, security officers, according to their own guard report, was making rounds delivering towels upstairs instead of doing security duties. As an owner of a security company, I would never, and I have never, contracted with any company who wanted us to do maintenance or deliver towels. No, that's not part of our duties. It takes away from what we're supposed to be doing, and it makes us as liable as you should something happen. So if you own a security company, I know it might be standard procedure to deliver towels and do pick up trash and do maintenance at hotels, but I would think twice before you sign that contract. Well, that's been a great afternoon here with you. It's been, you know, a long time since we've been on the POI Radio Network, but we're glad that you joined us today, and we'll have another show coming up Monday. We've got some great guests lined up in the future, and until then, of course, always be safe. Be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.